In other news, according to The Guardian, mystery deepens over Kansas City men found dead in friend's frozen backyard.
Oh, I did see this one. This one is very confusing.
Was the rest of Kansas City frozen or just his backyard?
This one is very weird. Can I give you what I know about it and see how that matches up? I think this is the same story. So this is interesting. So there were some, I think it was three guys who were found dead. It's either two or three, but I think it's three guys. They went over to another man's house, a fourth person's house, and they were like watching, I think, the Chiefs game. I think they were watching football, but they were like hanging out. And at some point, the party wound down, I guess. And the three guys who didn't live there, like, went outside. And the guy who did live there was like, oh, I guess they went home. And they were presumably all, like, drinking, watching football, having beers, whatever. But the guy woke up the next day who lived in the house. And, like, the cars for the visitors who had been over were still parked out front. He received multiple, like, calls and texts from, like, significant others and or family members from these dudes who were like, hey, what's his, you know, this, our, whatever, I don't know their names, but hey, guy didn't come home last night. He was over at your place, right? Like, have you seen him? You know where he's at? Is he okay? And the dude did not answer a call or respond to a text. He didn't do anything. And the three dudes were found frozen to death in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Like on his back patio type thing. It's super weird.
Quite bizarre. And yeah, that's a pretty accurate summary from what I have. So there were three men that were found dead on the 9th of January. And there's a little bit of a timeline thing to get straight here. On January 7th, there was the event, seeing the game, friends are over. There were four friends at his home. So it's the person whose home it was and four friends.
So there's an extra person who didn't die who was there.
The homeowner?
No. The guy who lived there.
And someone else.
Gosh. Yes. Okay. There's five total people.
Yes. Three of which are dead. Okay.
One of which is the homeowner. They watched, according to this, they watched the football game on television, said goodbye to them, the host, and then went to sleep. And then three of those men died in the home's backyard in freezing weather without him even realizing it. And their bodies were found days later by someone other than the homeowner.
Guy does not look out his backyard very often.
They had no obvious injuries, right? It seems like they just froze to death, which is also weird. Because they clearly were leaving the house, planning on driving home, or at the very least, were conscious enough to walk out of the house in some way. Yeah, I don't know. This dude really, I mean, look, I'm not going to judge a person. I don't always, like, check the yard around my house every day. But I do feel like the thing that gets me is, I know part of the story is, their cars were out there, right? Mm-hmm. If I had people over and then I looked out and I was like, hey, all those cars are still, you know, right in front of my house, parked on the street or in my driveway or whatever. I might have a peek. I might be curious.
So he missed calls. He missed direct messages. He missed people coming over looking. He didn't see the bodies. He didn't see their cars. And it took 3 days of them being dead in his backyard for him to be like, huh, that's weird. Now, and even then, it was only when police showed up.
And he didn't even find them. Someone else found them, and then the police came.
This has to be the most oblivious person in the whole world.
I don't know. There's parts of my house that I don't see on a daily basis just because I don't go out that way. And it's totally possible. But here's where it gets really strange. Because, yes, these circumstances are all the same. But you could hand wave the cars because they were parked on the street. They were not parked in the driveway. And you could say, like, they were drinking. Maybe they got an Uber to get home because they wanted to be responsible. And I could see that happening. And I wouldn't think too much about it, especially if you're a home buddy. But here's where things get a little strange, right? He went to bed, wished his friends a good night. The fourth guest lingered, was still around when the homeowner went to bed, according to the story of the homeowner. And the fourth guest said, had name not publicly released, but has said that they were still conscious when he left Willis's home. They're very strange phrasing that they were still conscious while he was still home, but he insisted that he was not the last person to see them alive.
What does that mean?
It's very strange, right? So for someone to freeze overnight, if you're outside in even like not freezing temperatures, you can die of hypothermia if you're exposed and whatever, if you happen to like pass out in the cold, there's a chance you could not wake up. That's entirely possible, depending on like lots of drinking or things like that. But it's just very strange that this person would, there's three people. Why would all of them fall asleep at the exact same time?
Yeah, no, that was the thing for me is like, because I could imagine a lot of different scenarios where maybe these guys were like, oh, I bet I can stay out here longer than you in the cold. You know, like whatever, guys are stupid. I could totally see something like that happening, but they would not all experience the hypothermia in the same way. And as soon as the first guy like passes out, you feel hypothermia. It doesn't feel good. It causes you to shiver. It starts to become incredibly painful and or discomfortable, uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. As soon as the first guy starts to experience that, I feel like there'd be a point, or even the second guy. I feel like there's a point where one of the three is still conscious and is like, hey, maybe we need an ambulance or to go inside.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, Roger's dead, just you and me now, Tim.
Yeah, what an idiot. Look, he's dead already. Keep going. That's weird.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
There's even more details that like just make it a little bit stranger. It's just tiny things though. When the bodies were found, it wasn't found by the police at first. So one of the people's fiancés broke into the homeowner's basement and apparently looked through the house in the basement, then went out to the back porch and saw one of the friends, one of their bodies. They contacted police. The police came out, and after a search, they found the two other bodies. I don't know if they're in the same place, but they were separate. So one was away from two.
Huh.
It's just strange. Okay. There's no signs of violence. There's a statement here that says they found no obvious signs of violence at or near the home.
It feels like it has to be they were drugged or drugs or something. It's wild. Everything about this is wild and confusing and makes no sense.
And that's the kind of thing. The other people are saying, like,
who goes to bed while there's still friends over at your house? Like,
I mean, that I could understand that if you...
No, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, like, I gotta get up early, but I'm not kicking you guys out.
Yeah, especially, I've had roommates and stuff, right, where it's like, oh, there's a whole party, but I got work in the morning or whatever. Yeah, like...
Okay, all right, that's weird to me, but if that's normal, okay.
If it's just friends, I mean, it's not like you have strangers in your house that you need to watch or something. If you're just friends over, I could totally see that being possible. Not a thing that happens a lot, but whatever, maybe it happened.
Having earbuds in and therefore missing all of your phones and call or texts and calls and knocks on the door and everything else?
Yeah, no, that one's tougher.
Was there knocks on the doors? Was like,
I believe there was, at the very least, the one person broke into the house that eventually discovered the first body, right? But like, even someone who despises their phone, that's a long time to go without realizing, oh, I've had like 50 messages and missed calls. Like, I wonder what's going on. That's a long stretch.
Willis did not see one direct message to send him on social media. Failed to notice when a couple of people came over looking for the men because they wore earphones and kept a loud fan on while sleeping.
I see. Yeah, that is there.
Didn't see the cars parked on the street.
That's the thing. Is like, there's half of this where it's like, yeah, it's totally plausible. Swiss cheese of failure. Someone just like a bunch of people at the same time all messed up. But why are the bodies separated? Why is it two and one? Where was that fourth friend? Why did the guy not respond to any messages? Why did someone have to break into the home and then find a body? Yeah. Why did it take a further search to find the other two bodies?
And the fourth the statement of, I wasn't the last one to see them alive and they were conscious when I left.
I know. I love that. I would love to see a recording of how cagey that person looked when they were giving, like,
I wasn't the last one to see them alive. They were conscious when I left. I'm certain of that. I could tell what I was doing to them. I mean, they were conscious.
It's just very strange.
I think the thing I feel about it is like none of these individual things could I be like, there's no way that that happened. Mm-hmm. Each part is like you said, like, okay, fine, that each thing could happen. Way too many things lined up all at once for that to be coincidental, that so much fell through the cracks. Like, there aren't coincidences like that in the real world. If there were, more people would get away with murder, because, like...
You would think they would be really close, because if you were saying, like, you guys would be comfortable having friends just, like, let themselves out, they'd have to be people you trust, right? So they'd have to be somewhat close. These aren't just, like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Co-workers.
Here's the thing, and this is getting completely into conjecture. There's no guarantee, mm-hmm. and none of this is all kind of just speculation at this point. All the facts have been stated that were able to be found. My mind goes towards some kind of drug that they all partook in. It was a party. They were watching a game. If you're out in the cold and you're high on something, I'm not talking like something light, something a little heavier, then you might pass out and not be able to have your body wake yourself up. There's been plenty of occasions when even when drinking heavily, it doesn't even have to be like drugs, it could be alcohol. But there's a story of, I forget which musician, but he was a guitar player or bass player or something, and he drank a lot. He fell asleep with his arm over a chair. And you know, waking up, you slept on your arm, you're like, oh God, it's like almost dead. You have to like really get the feeling back. If you're in the cold and your body and you can't wake up from your signals, because the reason he had nerve damage because he couldn't wake up in time and he had blood cut off to his arm because he was drinking too much. It's entirely possible. And then it's entirely possible that they were all where the two people were. And then one of them did kind of wake up and tried to stumble inside. And that's why they were separated. Again, conjecture.
I will say too, if we're conjecturing.
Yeah.
The guy, the homeowner, if he took the same thing that caused these people to potentially pass out outside and may have caused them to ultimately die, then yeah, maybe he did miss all that. Maybe he was as knocked out as the rest of them, but he didn't pass out outside. He passed out in his bed and, you know, basically slept / recovered from whatever thing and that was, whatever drug or thing they did for, you know, 36 hours or whatever. Sure, maybe. I don't know. That's plausible.
Updated article. As of about 2 hours ago from when we're talking about, there was an update. The Chiefs fan who slept for 2 days as his three friends froze to death, this is from New York Post, checked himself into rehab. He's facing his addiction head on. Realized he had a problem with addiction, he checked himself into rehab after vacating his home, putting his things into storage. Apparently, whenever someone broke into his house and the one that found the first body, apparently the dude was in his underwear holding a wine glass and had been claimed to have been asleep for nearly 2 days and didn't realize his friends were dead outside. The toxicology reports are still pending on the bodies, but apparently he's checked himself into rehab.
Now, like, again, this kind of lends towards the idea of what we were just saying, but it's still just conjecture. There's no confirmation of that. Yeah, it is a fascinating situation. It's easy to get wrapped up in like, ooh, this is such a juicy thing. But actually, in all honesty, this is a tragic thing for someone who basically, imagine if any of us just like suddenly lost our closest friends and didn't even know it, like that would be some crazy guilt. So I can,
yeah, I'm not saying he's at fault for anything. It's just that's allegedly the two of the men arriving were seen with 230 packs of beer.
You know, between five dudes, that could be
12 beers apiece if they did it evenly.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. And it's like you bring 230 packs because you're not expecting to drink at all.
Well, it's also assuming that's all they had. They could have also had stuff already at the premises, right? Because the dude had a wine glass whenever the person was there, so he had wine at least too.
I feel like this is a thing that true crime like podcasts do that makes me cringe. I'm realizing I'm getting sucked right into it. It's like, oh, it's so I was just wanted to talk. But yeah, no, it you're right. It is actually kind of just human tragedy.
It is. It's awful. Whether someone's at fault or not, it's awful.
Absolutely. And we don't know if it's like completely innocent accident. It could be bad. It also just like it is a captivating situation because it's like you just put yourself in this situation. You're like, oh my God, would I fall asleep and not notice if my friends were dead? Like, that's kind of a crazy thing to think about. We still don't know the answers.
I just said it is a tragedy, but there is, this is in the cynical, most cynical black part of my brain and my soul. Checking yourself into rehab and doing that is exactly what someone might do if they realized that they were in trouble and they were like, ooh,
I need to,
like, I, not to at all minimize, I don't know what that dude's going through. He may very well be, you know, have an addiction, and that's, like, that's his situation and to deal with. But my cynical brain was immediately like, oh, really?
It's possible either way. Either he is facing the loss of everyone in his life he cared about and they're all gone all of a sudden, and it's like he's just alone and realizes he has nothing but his addiction, or yeah, he's covering it. I mean, who knows? It's the whole thing's awful, and I guess all we can do is speculate.
If I was an investigator, every situation I would be like that. I would be like, oh, is that true? Is that your true testimony? Man, look, you just pulled me over for a speeding ticket. I don't know. Like, did I? Did you? No, man. Why did I get this mentally unstable cop who's inventing scenarios?
Oh, now I'm mentally unstable. What would you define as stable?
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Speaking of obliviousness and the lengths to which the human mind cannot notice the things around them, I'll end it on a slightly different note that's not so depressing and won't make you ponder your own existence as much. According to a screenshot by Charlie Sawyer, man partied for 4 days unaware he had been shot in the head.
Oh, snap.
Thank God this is an uplifting one.
So this is, well, he's alive.
Yeah, I mean, he survives, right? So he's good.
As far as I know. Wait, let me. Yep. He's alive. So this is twice as many days as this other guy, and he was partying the whole time.
Did he sleep?
No, he was away. He was partying 4 days. University student Mateus, I'll just say Mateus, required an emergency operation after doctors made an astonishing discovery that he had bullet fragments in his brain. According to Indy 100, this man who initially went to the hospital after experiencing some unexplained arm spasms. Not even head pain. His arm was spasming. Had been shot on New Year's Eve. However, the 21-year-old simply thought he had been hit in the head with a rock.
Where was he partying where there was just gunshots that no one noticed?
I mean, you know, it can happen in many places. This is Brazil.
That's true. You know what? That explains it.
Wade, I mean, you know where I went to college, right? And I lived, one of the places I lived, not too far away from campus. On more than one occasion, a window of a car of a friend who was coming over to hang out was shot out. It's not like no one knows that it happened, but it can happen. It really depends where you are. And that was like, it happens.
I mean, that's fair. I lived in a place down in Clifton where that was kind of a thing that happened. Okay, that's fair. I mean, I guess maybe it's not your venue. Maybe it's like, yeah, something else in the distance. But like, you'd think he'd be bleeding from the head. Someone would have noticed something.
Well, he got hit by a rock.
You know, that's the kind of thing about that age is I literally have told the story before about how when I, during workouts, pretty much every workout, I would have to go in the bathroom and lie on the floor as I would shake and spasm. And I like felt like I was going into shock because if I did a certain back exercise, it caused me to become catatonic for about 45 minutes. I didn't think once to go to the doctor. I didn't think once that I needed medical attention. It just didn't occur to me. I was like, damn, this sucks. All right.
You just needed to lay on the floor of the bathroom for a while, and then it was fine. So why did you need a doctor for that?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he went on life as normal.
Just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Come on now.
This guy did. He lived on his normal life, swimming with his friends in the sea, partying and visiting the beach. Can you imagine getting seawater, sand...
in your brain?
Yeah, in your brain.
I feel like I would not be up for that ever. Swimming with an open wound in the ocean and being at the beach and stuff sounds like it would be painful, wouldn't it? Doesn't salt water hurt if it gets inside of your bloody parts or whatever?
Apparently he got shot in the party part of his brain where it was just like, dude, party on!
Yeah.
The rest of the story is he'd never partied before in his life. He was actually a very successful straight A student who only had ever taken life super seriously. This was very out of character. His friends were super concerned until they realized it was brain damage from the bullet in his brain.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, he went into the doctor for arm spasms, but he didn't say that his arm spasmed both straight up and he went, whoa! As a doctor, I can't, whoa! Can't stop.
Now he's no longer in college, but he walks around with sunglasses and a boombox at all times.
This is the emergency room. I'm going to need you to keep it down. I can't stop wooing. It's a spasm.
Grind with me, doc.
Thought I was just so hype, but I can't stop.
So anyway, that's it.
It's fine. We can laugh about it because he's fine now.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's I mean, lucky, I guess. Yeah, like, that's crazy. That's kind of concerning. But, like, he got shot in the head and he's fine? That seems lucky. Seems like the right word for that to me, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. The brain, you can get shot in the head and still be fine. You can get shot in the head and not be at all. You can fall down from standing and die. Human brain's weird.
You can literally hit your forehead very gently on a table because you're bending over to pick something up and get a concussion that causes you migraines and terrible things for extended periods.
Mm-hmm. And that's life, baby. And that's the news.
I don't know if I feel good after the news, but I feel like there was news.
Wasn't meant to feel good. It was meant to keep you up to date.
All right. Be responsible. Watch where you party and don't go to Walmart unless you should. I don't remember the Walmart story at this point. That feels so many stories ago.
They had ramen noodle soup and an Amish buggy got stolen. Neither of which puts Walmart in any criminal negligence.
No, I think the thing for Walmart is just don't brag about stuff on social media, especially if it's something that's embarrassing to brag about.
Ramen noodle soup.
I was going to ask you guys something in relation to one of these things we've been talking about.
Was it, do you want to go party? My answer is yes.
No, too tired for that.
How many episodes could we make of this if we just partied for 4 days straight and recorded it?
So many. So many.
You guys up for a party?
No.
Okay.
Go away.
Shoo.
Flee. Flee from us.
Get on out now, you hear? Go.
Scurry from my sight.
And don't come back until next week.
Go on, get.
Okay, that's it.